Anyway, the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, which is funded by the federal government, has done a report into this. So what's happening is they've done a report recommending essentially more drug injecting facilities. Ken Lay looks at that report and has to recommend where the next one should be built. Should it be the CBD? Should it be Frankston? Should it be St Kilda? Should it be somewhere else? One of the institutes behind the report is the Burnett Institute, and Associate Professor Peter Higgs is a senior fellow there. Associate Professor, good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm good, thank you. So how many drug injecting facilities do you think we should open?
Well, I'm not sure that we need a specific number on that. This report that's reported today in the Herald Sun is based on some interviews we've been doing with people who use drugs since 2019. A small number of people, really, only 150 in 2019, in 2020 and 21. And we asked them, really, people who were using the room as well as people who weren't using the room. And I guess what we found was that most people we talked to actually aren't using the Richmond room because it's too far from where they live. So we're suggesting that we really need to be talking to people who want to use the facility about where it's best placed and what kind of facility they would use.
Did you interview any people who might have, say, businesses or restaurants around the North Richmond facility, or maybe parents who have kids at the local primary school?
That wasn't part of this particular part of the study, but that obviously is an important consideration, and Ken Lay's group are doing a lot of work in that space. And I think one of the things that we really need to be, I guess, focused on is that one room is makes it very difficult for people who might not live near that facility. They're having to travel a long way. We actually found that most people we talk to don't use that room, and the people who were using it are only using it for about half of their injections. So they're actually using other places as well. And I guess it's one of the things that came up in the Herald Sun story was that they're doing it outside of the room for a range of reasons.
Well, so the focus of the research is primarily, therefore, on people who take drugs and whether they, do they use this room or would they like a room, an injecting room, closer to where they live, correct?
That's right, or whether they need one at all. And a lot of people say they don't actually need one because they already have a safe place to use, or they don't want to do it in a public space like an injecting room.
But I mean, let's say a local council was wondering about whether to have a planning application for a new pub. It's a bit like saying, we'll only ask people who are heavy drinkers if they want a pub, because they'll all say yes.
No, not necessarily. I mean, this is a whole different ballgame to drinking alcohol. I think one of the things that we need to be thinking about is not drawing attention to these facilities. And we've got examples in Canada, Germany and Spain, where they do have a lot more than just one facility in those cities. They're a lot smaller, they're a lot more discreet. You can have mobile facilities in the back of a van, for example, that move around where people can actually access them. You're doing it outside of spaces where people are feeling they're taking attention from that community. And I think that's what's happened in Richmond, is that it has really drawn a lot of attention. There's probably something to be said for thinking about talking to people who are going to use the room before they even establish that facility as to whether or not that was the best place to do it.
But I don't think you can just separate the facility and the people who use it from the people who have to live and work around it. I mean, that's just too cute, because you are going to define an answer for your problem, which is not necessarily the correct answer. Again, if you're only asking drug addicts, will they use it? Chances are most will say, yeah, I probably will. But
actually, that's not what we found, though. Most people that we talked to said that they won't use that room because it's too far from where they are.
Yes, but therefore, on that logic, you're saying build more of them. But why don't you ask local residents what they think about it as well?
Well, that is being asked, but that wasn't our task for this particular study. So that's being asked by Ken Lay's group. They're talking to lots of those residents about what it is that needs to go on. And I guess, I mean, do we want people to be using in and around their services, cafes, businesses, or do we want them into a facility where they're, I guess, hidden from view?
All right. And the suburbs that have been mentioned in the Herald Sun today, like the CBD and Footscray and Frankston and St Kilda, how did those areas come up?
They were just the areas that we talked to people from. So,
did you pick them because you know that there's a high incidence of drug usage there?
That's where we do most of our work. That's right.
Okay, so you have written this. Well, you and others have written this report. It goes to Ken Lay, and am I right in thinking that Ken Lay then says, "All right, having read all this and having made my own inquiries, I will pick a site for the next safe injecting route"?
I don't think that that's on the cards at the moment. They're only talking about one extra facility in the city of Melbourne, as I understand it. That was the recommendation from Margaret Hamilton's report in the review of the Richmond service 18 months ago.
But do you think there should be more facilities than just the one that there's possibly been?
We think you should be talking to people who might want to use the facility about where they should be based.
All right, thank you for your time. Associate Professor Peter Higgs there, Senior Fellow at the Burnett Institute. See, the thing is here, right, I remember I worked with someone once who opened a shop and he wanted to think that lots of young people would like to come into the shop. And so he had a survey done and he said to the survey people, don't talk to any old people, only survey the young people who come in. So the figures came back and sure enough, oh yes, there's lots of young people coming in because they deliberately excluded older people from the survey. Now in this one, if you only ask people who use drugs what they think about safe injecting facilities, chances are you'll get a fairly favourable response. But to not be looking at the impact on communities beyond the people who actually use drugs, I just think is ridiculous. As I said, if you were a town planner assessing a plan for a new pub, and the only people you ask were people who are heavy drinkers, guess what? 100% of people think a pub here is a fantastic idea.